music means it is time once again for Stroman on Sports here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week I am joined by Dr. Deborah Stroman. She's a UNC faculty member, University of Virginia professor, former coach, former player, sports businesswoman extraordinaire, and of course she also hosts If You Only Knew that you can hear right here on 97.9 The Hill as well. Deborah, happy Friday and welcome back to the show. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm still trying to figure out this winter weather. I don't know if we're going to do 50s and 60s or do 20s and 30s, but the weekend's here, so I'm going to make do regardless.
I think everybody will be happy to see that. It comes on the heels of what has been a torrid week in terms of sports news. I know you were in Houston for the College Football National Championship. That, of course, dominated the headlines on Monday. And since then, it has all been about coaching changes. That is what everybody is talking about. Not only, of course, it was Black Monday on Monday, so a bunch of changes in the NFL, but also some major changes with Nick Saban retiring from the University of Alabama football program after so many years there. Easily, I think it's fair to say, the greatest college football coach that we have seen yet. That same day, Pete Carroll stepping aside as head coach for the Seattle Seahawks, staying with the team, but different role. And then, as we had been hearing about all week, yesterday confirmed that Bill Belichick moving on from the New England Patriots, or kind of the Patriots moving on from Bill Belichick, depending on which side you want to believe there. Deb, those are three major figures of the sport of football, both professional and college, all leaving within a 48-hour period of each other, some permanently, some not. That just marks a huge sea change for the sport. What was your reaction when all of that news came down? Was any of it a surprise to you?
Well, there's no doubt that college sports, professional sports continue. As I say, it's the gift that keeps on giving, right? When you least expect it, then something happens. My first thought was with Nick Saban, why are you doing this now? Michigan, don't they deserve a week of limelight? I mean, to shine and talk about all the different Michigan stories. And then Saban does this. And I don't believe he stated that he just made his decision like that morning. I believe that he knew this before the national championship, and he was waiting one day for the press to have their stories and then go right at it and announce it. In terms of the pros, Belichick, I would think that he gets to decide when he wants to leave, but I think there was some tension there between Kraft and Belichick, and Belichick knows he can do anything he wants in the world of football, so he's going to be fine. And then, of course, you know, Pete Carroll, he definitely did not want to leave. And that's a little tension, I'd say much more than New England, more tension filled there. But I think all three want to continue to work. I think Carroll and Belichick want to coach. I'm thinking about Nick Saban as the NCAA continues to try to figure itself out. Then maybe if they do go with this commissioner of Division I football, like a czar, I think Saban is the natural person to get that job.
Yeah, I've been hearing people over the last couple of days from all different regions say, well, we just hope that Nick picks up our phone call when we do call him for something, whether it's that, whether it's a TV position, he's going to be a man in demand. And he probably, his retirement, of course, since he's fully leaving that head coaching position in that way, probably makes the most sense to talk about. But also it affects our listeners the most, too, because, I mean, he helped shape and usher college football through a very interesting and turbulent period where the game shifted in terms of how it was played, where recruiting just absolutely ramped up partially to keep up with his success at Alabama. And then in the most recent years too, kind of like, you know, as Nick Saban says, that's sort of how the sport sometimes bends. And he helped set the example of Alabama embracing NIL. He said, I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of it, but he was all about the student athletes being able to up their value. And Alabama helped set an example and set that model of adjusting to the NIL time. His loss in the sport is so major. And also, you know, it seems like, Deb, it's going to be kind of one of those benchmark things where whether he is still involved going forward or whether he truly steps away, it is the end of a major, major era when it comes to college football.
No doubt. And then again, when I think about Alabama, which, as he states, it's much more than him. He truly has a program. And when you think about the money that goes into Alabama football and some of the other top programs across the country, you think about Alabama, how they their football program brought in, and this was about 2 years ago, brought in about $131 million of the athletic department's $215 million in revenue. And to run their football program, it costs about $80 million. That's some athletic budgets for all sports, salaries, everything.
I mean, that's some small country's GDP. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think, you know, whoever they bring in, I believe it will be internal. Because if it's not an internal hire, you're talking about all these families and staff leaving Tuscaloosa, and you lose that institutional knowledge. But if, you know, there are a lot of stars, certainly in Saban's coaching tree, that could come and take the job. But that means he's going to take his people. So I'd imagine that they're going to go internal, but we'll see. But no doubt, Saban's coaching tree is very, very extended. I think. With the media rights package that the SEC has with ESPN, ABC, Disney, they're going to be positioned very, very well. I'm just hoping that the ACC can continue to compete.
Well, it is worth noting, Deb, that as of this afternoon, it is being reported that University of Washington head coach Kalen DeBoer is finalizing a deal with Alabama. Nothing officially said from Alabama just yet, but tons of reports out there. Nevertheless, you know, Alabama has long been seen as the best job in college football because of those resources, because that area, that region just lives and breathes that sport. That is the team that they support. That is their identity. That's their economy. But with that too, to me, Deb, it's like getting handed the keys to the nicest car in the world, the most fun car in the world to drive, but it also has the most like insanely high insurance policy in case you do something wrong, because the expectations as well are, no matter whether it's somebody from the coaching tree or somebody, if they go kind of outside a different pick, maybe more trendy that fits today's college football landscape, no matter what it is, that's going to be the toughest act in the world to follow because of the success that Saban had. I have to imagine that, yes, it's appealing, but it's also coming with an extreme, extreme burden of expectations.
No doubt. You know, it makes me think about other college greats who basically pick their predecessor. And we think about right up the road where Coach K, some people very critical of it, others say, okay, it's what he did. But to basically have this year of, I'm going to say goodbye at the same time ushering in John Shire so you guys don't beat him up. I'm still here. I'm still nurturing. I'm still the mentor. And then he exits out. And then there are other coaches who say, you know what, this is such a tough role for the person to follow me and my program and what I built. I don't want to have anything to do with the decision. But it's just an interesting way to do some sport business. Another case study where you have this goat being able to walk away while he's still quote unquote youthful and watch everybody, whether it's media, whether it's academic side, whether it is administration, front office, everybody having these conversations about what happens next.
Well, and I want to talk about his perhaps greatest of all time counterpart on the professional side with Belichick. Again, he's not leaving the sport entirely. He's now just looking for a new job. But him not being with the New England Patriots, where he was for 24 years, is going to be a big change. And the same can be said for Pete Carroll, who was so successful in Seattle and kind of synonymous with that team. You know, with these guys being on the older side, Deb, and in the NFL, you know, coaches aren't necessarily the stars. But man, if you have a young coach who's changing the game somehow on offense or defense, that is perhaps the biggest commodity that you can have besides a talented quarterback locked up on a long-term contract. You know, just how different is it going to be in the NFL, in the pro landscape, without those two guys on the sidelines for Seattle and New England? Again, Belichick likely going to get a job somewhere else, but is it still going to be as different as it feels like it's going to be right now?
Absolutely. It will be different, except for, you know, the folks who have their allegiances and they don't like all the attention on New England. But if you're in the Northeast, that is your team. And I'm not talking about anything south of New York, but that little area up there, the colonies, the originals, right? They just love New England Patriots football. And for the next person who comes in, very, very heavy crown that they will be wearing, no doubt. Again, great coaching tree. There's so many coaches that would want that position. I would argue that from my observations, from my small end, I just believe that young men between the ages of what, 21 to, you know, maybe 30, they need that older big brother, father type figure. Now they're absolutely, they're elite players in the NFL, as in the best of the best, where they're going to get the job done regardless. But the players who are good, and everybody's good who makes the NFL, I think there's something to be said about that father figure and how, you know, when they speak, everybody listens. They're not there to be your buddy. They're there to drill you and demand the best of you 24/7. And so we'll see how this younger coach might play out. But there's something to be said about the Mike Tomlins, who's been there forever for Pittsburgh, you know, the Belichicks, the Carrolls. What they demand is different from the younger coaching style.
Well, and Carroll and Belichick are just so kind of different from each other in terms of those styles, because Carroll will drill you hard, but he's a lot more collaborative than Belichick is, where he has say over everything. It's going to be really interesting to follow on that front. But man, just what a big week, and how funny that it all happened kind of within the span of 48 hours, where Saban, Belichick, and Pete Carroll changing hands or leaving the sport entirely. Big, big impact left on football. Look forward to continuing to sort through the aftermath of that with you some other time, Deb. I'll send you off into the weekend. Thanks so much for joining us, as always.
Thank you. Everyone have a great Martin Luther King holiday weekend. Make sure we also serve and not just sit back and watch Netflix. Go Heels!